So it seems to me that the logical place to start this discussion is with an accounting of exactly what has happened to civil liberties and security since the vicious attacks against America of September 11, 2001. And it's important to note at the outset that the administration and the Congress have brought about many beneficial and needed improvements to make law enforcement and intelligence community efforts more effective against potential terrorists. But it's also true that a whole lot of other changes have taken place that a lot of people don't know about and that come as unwelcome surprises. I want to give you some examples. First, for the first time in our history, American citizens have been seized by the executive branch of government and put in prison without being charged with a crime, without having the right to a trial, without being able to see a lawyer, and without even being able to contact their family. President Bush is claiming the unilateral right to do that to any American citizen that he believes is an enemy combatant. Those are the magic words, enemy combatant. If the president alone decides that those two words accurately describe someone, then that person can be immediately locked up and held incommunicado for as long as the president wants, with no court having the right to determine whether the facts actually justify his imprisonment. Now, if the president makes a mistake or is given faulty information by somebody working for him and locks up the wrong person, then it's almost impossible for that person to prove his innocence because he can't talk to a lawyer or his family or anyone else. And he doesn't even have the right to know what specific crime he is accused of committing. So a constitutional right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness that we used to think of in an old-fashioned way as inalienable can now be instantly stripped from any American by the president with no meaningful review by any other branch of government. Now, how do we feel about that? Is that okay?